This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Personal finance experts, often with some sanctimony, say it is up to us to keep an eye on our all-important credit reports to police for mistakes. We'll just try it sometime. Listen to the story of my colleague Bobby Allen, a reporter at WHYY in Philadelphia, who tried to fix some errors in his credit profile.
After I applied for an apartment in Philadelphia recently, the landlord, Miles Fischel, called to say something on my credit file had given him pause.
You get a feel for people, and I just looked at this. It just made no sense.
The multiple felony convictions, including firearms charges, on my credit file were nonsensical to me, too. TransUnion, the credit reporting behemoth, had confused me with someone with the same first name, last name, and middle initial. We were also born in the same year, but our similarities ended there. So I called TransUnion to try to figure out how this happened.
To dispute an item on your report, please press 2.
I finally got through to a dispute supervisor who only wanted to be identified as David. He's based in Guatemala.
I understand that you're aggravated about the fact of having to deal with this inconvenience, but as well, please try to see this from the landlord's perspective. They wouldn't feel comfortable if moving somebody into their property shows criminal records.
Paul Stevens is the policy director at Privacy Rights Clearinghouse, and he has seen this many times before.
Consumers often will find that their dispute enters a black hole.
Landlords and others can access reports from agencies like TransUnion that contain lots of information beyond credit scores. Over the last 5 years, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has received about 110,000 complaints about info from credit agencies. In a written statement, TransUnion says that under 5% of people have trouble with its credit reports. Philadelphia attorney Lou Schwartz has represented some of those people.
Very often when the information is placed on the credit reporting agency information sheet, they don't do the proper background check to make sure they have the right John Smith.
My landlord showed me the report he got back on me, and in the fine print, TransUnion says users, namely landlords like him, employers, and insurance brokers, are responsible for verifying the information. Shortly after I contacted TransUnion for this story, the company notified me that it had, quote, suppressed the charges from my file. I paid $35 to have my landlord run the screening, so I asked him, are they even helpful? He says they can be, but he didn't use them for a long time. Here's what happened when he went just on gut feeling.
Couple of clunkers here and there, but even with credit checks, I've had those couple of clunkers, because you never really know.
Now I'm going to try not to be one of those clunkers. In Philadelphia, I'm Bobby Allen for Marketplace.
By the way, Bobby got that apartment, and he's living there now. We hope listening to this in comfort.